Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our great High Priest. Amen. Ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, ancient Greece, Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Taoism, Shintoism, indigenous religions, pagan religions, even Satanism. All of these religious systems from the past and the present utilize the office of the priest. Simply put, a priest is an individual selected to represent the God being worshipped before the people, and the people before the God being worshipped. A priest then has always been a mediator, a go-between. The only true God established the order of priests for his chosen people. The first priestly order in the Bible was the order of Melchizedek, from whom Christ our Lord gains his title as priest. God would later establish the Levites as the priestly tribe of Israel. Aaron and his sons were designated as the first official priests over the Hebrew people following their redemption from Egypt. They were given specific clothing to wear, linen undergarments and fine outer robes, a turban atop their head, all decked in rich and various colors. Priests were to remain ceremonially clean at all times. They were to be men from the tribe of Levi, and they were to remain husband to only one wife. The high priest was one man chosen from among the other priests one time each year to enter the most holy place on the occasion of the sacrifice that was to be brought into the Lord's most holy presence. And he, the high priest, was to be free from all physical deformities, from all uncleanness. These requirements for the priests and the high priests of God's people were handed down by God himself, given as instruction to Moses to remind the people of God's own purity as the priest stood in the stead of God. The author of the book of Hebrews, our epistle text for today, identifies the Lord Jesus as a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus was from the Israelite tribe of Judah, the royal line of Israelite kings. And so, not being from the line of Levi, the priestly line, Jesus' identity as a priest had to come from the priesthood that existed even before the Levitical line. Every high priest, chosen from among men, is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins, our epistle text says. This was truly the role of the nation of Israel, all of the people. As God's chosen ones here in this world, they were to represent God to all nations. They were to be the ones to receive the words and the promises of God, not to keep them to themselves, but to share that proclamation to all the world. They were to stand out and to stand apart from the rest of the world as God had given specific instructions for them to do. And yet they longed to be just like all the other nations. For ministry amongst themselves, God established the priestly line of Levi. And as such, the priests of Israel were all sinful men. Each high priest can deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness, the author of Hebrews says. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. Each sinner would bring his own offering to the temple of the Lord. The priests then would receive those offerings, those sacrifices, and they would offer them up unto the Lord. The priests would then pronounce the blessings of forgiveness and favor upon the people. All of this was directed by God Himself, given to the people as holy instruction. They were to believe the very words of the priests as though from God Himself. Of course, even that ancient system of the Hebrew people was tainted by sin and could be plagued by doubt. God's word regarding the cleanliness of the priests was given in order to prevent such doubt and mistrust in the office of the priest. Sadly, the office of the priest in many Christian denominations today does not maintain a high level of honor and cleanliness. Sinners are sinners, after all, priests and pastors all included. Sinfulness does certainly get in the way of properly hearing and receiving the pure Word of God and His holy doctrine. Thankfully, God presented a remedy even for that, His own dear Son. The Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, became man. This man, Jesus, was anointed with the Holy Spirit at his baptism. And Jesus then willingly took on the role of the Christ, the one chosen by God for mankind's salvation. And so Jesus fulfilled the very office of the high priest. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens. Hebrews tells us, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. As the high priest, after the order of Melchizedek, as one free from his own sin, Jesus is the most perfect high priest. He is the best mediator between God and man. And standing before God, standing in on our behalf, is the Son of God Himself. Jesus Christ is continually presenting Himself before the Father as our perfect substitute. Jesus is the permanent reminder that all believers in Christ bear His own righteousness. And as God, in human flesh, Jesus comes to us in His Word and His sacraments. These are His means of grace that we can truly experience in a very human way. We get to hear the word of Christ spoken literally into our ears. There is no guesswork. There's no wondering, what is God trying to say, if He's even saying anything at all? For His word is read. His word is spoken. His word is proclaimed, preached for all to hear. And you can actually hear it with your own ears. Christ Jesus has also seen fit to attach His word of promise, of hope, to the waters of holy baptism, so that you are literally washed with that water, which He declares to be His own robe of righteousness. And the Lord Jesus, our great high priest, has additionally attached His word to bread and to wine, allowing you to eat and to drink His body and blood truly in His sacrament, thus receiving forgiveness life and salvation. James and John, in their earthly wisdom, requested of Jesus that they may sit at his right and his left hands when he comes into his kingdom. Jesus said that they did not know what they were asking, but they thought that they did, and they believed that they could endure all that Christ himself would endure. And Jesus said that they actually would endure suffering like Jesus would suffer. They too would be baptized with a baptism like that of the Christ. And yet, they could never do what Jesus did. They could never stand in our stead. James and John could never be the substitute for the entire human race. James and John could never be our great high priest. Only Jesus could do so, and only Jesus did, bearing all of our sins in his body to the cross, the perfect sacrifice. Christ the victim, Christ the priest, and Christ the bringer of the new covenant, as prophesied by Jeremiah of old. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. As the God-man, the great high priest, who is also the great high sacrifice, the Lord Jesus is the establisher of the new covenant, the covenant made with his own blood as he offered himself upon the cross. His body and his blood in his supper are the new covenant, giving to you who partake in faith the forgiveness of all your sins. These words you can believe because they are the words of Jesus, your great divine high priest, the only one who has given himself for you, for all. Amen. And now the peace that passes all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.